His sweet smile was frozen in time. The slightly arrogant squint of his eyes, along with his confident expression, made him seem all too sure of himself. It was probably that confidence that grabbed the attention of just about every woman he met, including me. I stared at him with a mix of adoration and disdain. No matter what I tried to do, I couldn't escape him. He was always there, haunting me from the inside. I glared straight into his eyes. He wasn't going to torture me for the rest of my life, no matter how beautiful he was. I had to find a way to get out from under his spell. "I guess I could start by turning my phone off," I said. I pressed the off button on my phone and Max's selfie disappeared. I had banned myself from his Facebook and Instagram pages, but he still insisted on texting me pictures, which I could not avoid looking at. I dropped my phone into my purse and tried not to think about what he might be doing right at that moment. To distract myself, I flipped on the television. Of course, the television show that Max and I loved to watch together was on. Ugh! I stomped into the kitchen. There was one dish in the sink from that morning's breakfast. I scrubbed it until it was sparkling clean. The problem with having a crush on your best friend that you've known for over 10 years is that you can't just erase him from your life. Max was a big part of just about every good and bad memory that I had of the past decade, so everything I said and did reminded me of him. Not to mention the fact that he had a key to my apartment and had a habit of dropping by at work each day to see me. I couldn't very well tell him to scram, since I didn't want to lose him as my best friend. I had tried to distract myself with other men, but none of them made me feel the way that Max did. Instead, I would typically spend the entire date comparing everything the man I was with said and did to Max. Max always won. He was just the whole package, and I couldn't bring myself to settle for a poor substitute. Of course, it occurred to me that I wasn't giving the other men a fair shot. Really, I just wanted to appreciate Max for who he was, rather than expecting something more than he was obviously willing to give. Max certainly didn't even seem to notice, I thought. He was likely out on yet another date with yet another woman. He never hit a dry spell, like I had. He was all about fun and variety. The very idea of Max making a commitment was almost laughable. He was always honest with the women he was with about his free-spirited nature. I once asked him why he didn't have longer relationships. "Why waste my time with the wrong one when I could be out looking for the right one?" he'd said. "How do you know they're the wrong woman?"
"I just know," he said. "When I meet the right one, I'll know."
I wished I could feel so confident in my instincts. Logically, I knew that Max was not the one for me, so why couldn't I just stop thinking about him? I sighed and tossed down the dish rag. The soapy water splashed up into my face. It probably didn't help that I wasn't feeling as confident as I could have been. My entire life I had fought the battle of the bulge. I wanted to be slim and svelte like the women that Max dated, but my body was more along the lines of full and curvy. I'd been trying to lose weight, but the weight loss wasn't as important to me as a change of perspective was. I'd become determined to love my body and find my beauty regardless of size and shape. My thoughts turned towards my bucket list, a work in progress that had become a big part of my life lately. That's what I need. I need to get into the next item on my list. I need to remember that I am worthy and beautiful just the way I am, and if he's too blind to see that, then he's not the man for me. I left the kitchen behind and walked into my bedroom. Everything in my room was designed to inspire me. I had put up inspirational sayings and pictures on my walls. I had traded out my old dingy comforter for a bright floral pattern. I had even painted the walls to try to give myself more of a sense of who I was. Instead of its being a place where I hid away with a box of my favorite cookies when I was feeling down, I had done my best to turn it into a sanctuary